dictation for William Cox, WILLIAMCOX, William Cox, date of service is 2/27/2024, and date of birth 4/22/1977, date of accident 9/25/2022, date of service 2/27/2024, patient is presenting for a follow-up visit today, and he reports that he has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 7. He also represents pain in the left shoulder with decreased movement of the shoulder to 110 degrees up to 110 degrees in forward flexion. His right shoulder pain is completely better now, and headaches are continuing at 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. His fingers, third finger is completely numb in the right hand, and he is undergoing physical therapy once a week, chiropractic and laser treatment. The patient has received 3 lumbar epidurals and 4 cervical epidural injections to bring relief, and 2 sets of facet joint injections. And his pain is continuing between 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for rest of the ADLs, system review, for additional history, for substance abuse and compliance history. And physical examination reveals the blood pressure 170 over 119, pulse 74. And rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of two 1/2024, dictation number 0202-092. The plan is to continue physical therapy to the affected area of neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, carpal tunnel area with traction massage, heat, laser, chiropractic treatment. He remains off work, hours for replacement. His maps have been reviewed. He is provided medications by his family practice. He is continuing neuropsych evaluation, counseling, and he has been referred to Dr. Redden for a possible spinal cord stimulation device to help him further. And compounding cream has been provided. Other than that, patient continues the same treatment protocol as has been prescribed for him. He doesn't want any surgical intervention to the lower back or in the neck.